Medina de las Torres. Historical summary. It was repopulated in the middle of the 13th century by Martin Anas do Vinhal, a Portuguese knight who received the land from his cousin Pelé Pérez Correa, Grand Master of the Orden de Santiago, for his help in the campaigns against the Muslims, regrouping the small family units who lived in his territory, setting up small water mill around more than 30 hydraulic mills that existed in the Artaja stream, Bodian River and Zarcillo stream. Its municipal district is full of archaeological remains that tell us about its settlement since the most remote ancient times. It has dolmen from the Chalcolithic period and burial sites from the Iron Age. The most relevant relics of this pre-Roman period is the bronze figure of Tartessian origin known as the Warrior of Medina de las Torres, whose analogue is in the British Museum. From the Roman period, it has Iulia Jugultunia, an important city in the Celtic Baeturia, declared as asset of cultural interest, already mentioned by historians as Plinio el Viejo or Ptolemaio. From the medieval times, it preserves its current name, as well as the hydraulic mills and the castle, popularly known as Torre de los Moros, which passed during the reconquest carried out by Pelé Pérez Correa to Christian hands in 1247. The town also preserves the parish church of Nuestra Señora del Camino with its extraordinary retable from the 16th century and along etc., houses, hermitages, distinguished characters and documented histories as proof of a great past. Nature. From an ecological point of view, it has a vegetation in a good state of conservation, thanks, among other things, to the use of non-aggressive farming practices, which is reflected in the presence of a fertile and vigorous landscape. In this context, two important stream beds attract our attention, the Artaja stream and the Bodian River. In both there is a varied and rich fauna. Herons, Eurasian spoonbills and common shell ducks go through space with mammals such as the wildcat, the Egyptian mongoose and genets. In the same way, at the confluence of the aforementioned stream with the Matosinhos stream, there is a wetland, one of the most important in Extremadura, where bird lovers can enjoy species such as western marsh harrier, flamingo, black stork, Eurasian eagle owl and more than 20 species included in the Red List of Birds. In addition, in the western part of the town, we find the landscape formation par excellence in Extremadura, the meadow. A unique ecosystem in Europe of great ecological, economic and social value is shown as an example of coexistence and respect within a sustainable development. These natural areas coexist in turn with other traditional cultivation areas, such as the olive groves, cereals and, to a lesser extent, vines, which are the ideal habitat for steppe birds.